New daily cases in the province ranged this week between a high of 419 and a low of 269. As of today, the National Advisory Committee on Immunization, NACI, says that it has expanded eligibility guidelines for booster shots of COVID-19 vaccines. mRNA boosters are now recommended for those who have received two doses of the Oxford-AstraZeneca vaccine, adults over the age of 70, frontline healthcare workers with a short interval between their first two doses, and people from First Nations, Inuit and Métis communities. Here's the latest on new cases in Algoma as of 2:45 p.m. Algoma Public Health has not reported any new cases of COVID-19. The last cases of the virus in the region were reported yesterday. Here are the latest COVID-19 numbers from Algoma Public Health, updated at 4 p.m. on October 6 to 173,860 tested, 518 confirmed, 36 active cases, 0 currently hospitalized, 482 resolved, 8 deceased. Algoma Public Health is reporting that recent results from additional laboratory testing have detected the following variants of concern in Algoma: B1.1.7, Alpha, first detected in the UK, B1.617.2, Delta, first detected in India, P1, Gamma, first detected in Brazil. COVID cases in local schools. There are currently 9 confirmed cases linked to Riverview Public School, 1 staff member and 8 students. According to data on housemyflattening.ca, a University of Toronto-led website which collects and analyzes data from Ontario's COVID-19 cases, 52% of ICU beds in Algoma Public Health's jurisdiction are currently occupied, 0 of which are COVID patients. The data also describes the community risk level for COVID-19 in our region as low. Total confirmed cases by area of residence: 414 in Sault Ste. Marie and Area 55 in Central and East Algoma, 33 in Elliott Lake and Area 16 in North Algoma. Comparatively, in Chippewa County, which covers Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan, and surrounding area, the COVID-19 data as of October 27 states 3,814 cumulative positives, 3.137 cumulative recovered, 52 deaths, 2 cases currently hospitalized. Here's the latest on COVID-19 vaccinations in Algoma. Algoma Public Health is continuing in Phase 2 of Ontario's 3-phase vaccine distribution program. As of 1:30 p.m. yesterday, 179,296 total doses of COVID-19 vaccines have been administered, now including third doses for those eligible. 80.9% of youth 12 to 17 have received at least one dose. 86,700 people are fully vaccinated, 73.5% of eligible population. 90,977 people have received at least one dose, 79.5% of the population, or 89.2% of the eligible population. APH reported cases this week. Case numbers 487 and 488 were both determined to be cases of close contact exposure. Case numbers 489 to 499 all fall under the close contact or unknown categories. Case numbers 500 to 503 each fall under the close contact category. Case numbers 504 to 509 are either from close contact or recent international travel. Case numbers 510 to 512 are from international travel and close contact. Case numbers 513 to 518 are either unknown or from close contact. Individual connected to YMCA childcare program tests positive for COVID-19. APH reassures families from the YMCA before and after program and childcare center that if they do not receive a low-risk and/or high-risk contact letter, their child is not considered a close contact, states a release from the YMCA. Riverview School to go virtual for at least 10 days beginning Monday due to COVID cases, not a school closure, but a precautionary measure, Algoma District School Board states. Additional individuals associated with Riverview Public School test positive for COVID. APH is conducting a careful investigation to identify close contacts. APH to work fast and furious on immunizing children for COVID. We're actively in conversation with our school partners to see what the preference of parents is, says APH Medical Officer of Health and CEO Dr. Jennifer Liu. Person associated with Holy Cross School tests positive for COVID. A letter has gone out to parents and the health unit will be identifying close contacts. Too fast and too soon. Ontario Nurses Group says hasty reopening not worth the risk. The Registered Nurses Association of Ontario says the province should wait to start relaxing more restrictions until after winter. Ontario lifts capacity limits in restaurants, gyms, casinos. Limits lifted at locations where proof of vaccination is required as of October 25. COVID-19. Not the time to freely go wherever, says TAM, as non-essential travel advisory lifts being fully vaccinated. Assessing the level of the pandemic in any potential destination both key when traveling, government says. COVID-19. Ontario removes most outdoor capacity limits, would permit Santa Claus parades. Limits are also lifted in most other sectors, such as fairs and festivals, outdoor areas of museums and zoos, and ski hills, as well as other outdoor recreational amenities. Ontario. Take-home COVID-19 tests expanding to schools. Province-wide PCR tests will be available to all public school students in a few weeks, Education Minister Stephen Lecce announced on Thursday.